All men fail. You just have to continually ask me, and I'll change you. I'll forgive you. I'll give you strength to be an overcomer. I'll help you in thy weakness, and I'll make you strong. I'll make you like a strong tree. Oh, but my people won't ask me.
Good morning, good morning. Thank you for coming in on a Sunday morning and joining us here. We're in the living room. Lord, we're glad to be here. We're thankful for what we have ahead if we follow you, if we live for you, we live a holy life. Lord, help us. We can't do it in ourselves. We need your strength. Thank you for sending Brother Freedom along because, Lord, you use him and some wonderful truths from your word pour through him. Thank you, Father, for anointing him today. Thank you for touching the word as Micah reads it. And as the prayers go up, thank you for anointing the prayers today. Fill us with your Holy Ghost. Touch our listener in a wonderful way. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 17 and 18. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. Then verse 27 says, But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. Then 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God, for I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstrations of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Then Ephesians chapter 5 says, Be ye therefore followers of God, as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God, for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you, as becometh saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, Awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves to one another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church, and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. Father, thank you for sending Jesus to be our husband, for loving us as you love him, Lord, and for sacrificing him for us. Thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you for this day. Thank you for the love that you poured out on our lives, Lord. And we put our hope in you. We put our trust in you. We put our faith in you, Lord, because you are our God, our great Savior, and the one that we are looking forward to, Lord. Make us ready for your coming. And we pray in Jesus' name for your mighty anointing upon this service. We pray, Lord, that you would touch each person who would tune in, that they would hear words from you, Lord, and that you would pour those words through Brother Freedom now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, we praise you and we thank you that you are our God. We thank you because you're infallible, you're perfect, you're trustworthy, and we do put our trust and our hope in you every day. We can't trust man or anyone else that's around us that we come in contact with, but you are forever faithful. You are with us each day and strengthen us and guide us by your precious Holy Spirit. Thank you for continuing to do that. Thank you for filling us anew with your Spirit. Help us to praise you in word and truth today and in spirit and truth. We give you honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, we just praise you. We praise you because who you are. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for salvation. We thank you what Jesus did upon the cross. We thank you for his life without sin. He became that special sacrifice that I and the world, everyone else, could be saved. We thank you that you've got a home for us someday. We don't have to worry. You're with us. Your eyes are over the righteous, and your ears open to their cry. And Father, we thank you for that. We thank you that you continually heal us. We thank you that you continually provide for us. We thank you for the miracles that we see that we don't really realize are miracles, but they are miracles. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your everlasting love. Father, just that alone is so mighty, how you could love us so much that you give your only son and us, every recipient in this world, could be saved. Father, we thank you and we praise you. We glorify Abdalamashi. We glorify thy name. We Kamashi. We glorify because the Lord is our strength. He is our passport to heaven. And Lord, we love him. We thank you for what he's done. Oh, I thank you for all of my body is still intact, Father. I thank you that for my teeth. I thank you for my hearing. I thank you for my eyes. I thank you for that I can still walk somewhat. I thank you for my goodness, all the things that you give us. I thank you for every good and perfect gift that we all receive daily that we're not even aware of. Every good thing that happens to us comes from God. We thank you for that. You are the sender of all things that's perfect. And we thank you for the blessings We thank you for your power. We thank you for the anointing. We thank you that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. We thank you that you still save and you still touch people's hearts. We thank you that you're real. We thank you for your faithfulness. Father, we thank you for who you are, that you're real. Father, I thank you for all the times that the world couldn't see it, but that you was there. I seen it. Oh, how many times you showed me what was wrong with things. Father, I thank you, thank you, thank you, you're so faithful. I thank you that how you still bless me this age, this old as I am. I'm decrepit, I'm wore out, and so you still make me go one day a step at a time. And Father, I thank you that you're for real. And I'm thankful that one of these days I'm going to get a new body. I'm going to get a new walk, a new talk, a new blessing. Father, I thank you for what Apostle Paul did for us. He wrote these wonderful words that you give us as life for us. We thank you for that precious word that instills your power within us, instills the glory into our hearts. Oh, that we can hide your word into our heart. David said years ago, says, thy word is hidden in his heart that we may not sin against you. Father, we have that assurance. If we hide that word in our heart, we're going to be changed. If we don't hide that word, we are whatever we've man sows or woman sows, so shall they reap. We don't sow anything, we don't reap nothing. When we sow blessing, Father God, you're going to let us have a manifold landslide of things happening for the good. We have a harvest. It's going to be so blessed by you. And Papa Chitanamokumas, we thank you for that. You're forever faithful. And we thank you. Your eyes know the righteous. And your ears open their cry. And Father, we can call upon you. And you answer us. And you hear us. And show us great mighty things in this last day. And Father, we thank you, thank you, thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for this day. Father, we thank you for all the hearts throughout the world that we don't see today that hears this word. I pray that someone out there will hear this word and it'll touch their heart in a very special way. I thank you, Father, for your mighty, the Holy Ghost is so real that I was nothing till he came into my heart. And Father, what a day has been since. Father, a payday has happened. Glorious God, you are wonderful. And Jesus paid this all in full on the cross. This could happen. And how people can go against the cross, I can't understand them. And I know you don't understand them either. But there's people that don't receive that. It's the Antichrist. It's the giver of those things. Those bad words that I think are coming from. Father, I just praise you. Oh, the blessing of the Lord make us rich. And Father, we give you praise, glory, and honor in this wonderful name. Amen. You know, God has been speaking about a glorious church without spot or wrinkle. It don't start that way. You grow into where God can use you. Growing comes just like a tree, a plant. That plant has to be put in soil, has nutrients and everything it needs, gets the right water, the right sunshine, it grows. After it's grown, you still got to take care of it. It's got to be come into harvest. And that's what we are as God's children. We grow. We have nothing to brag about. It's all God that brings forth the harvest. We must yield ourselves to him. Constantly of being yield ourselves to the Holy Spirit. Listening. I'll be somewhere listening. Yes, I'll be somewhere listening. Listening for my name. There used to have the wonderful songs that used to sing. Oh, praise God. For I say this day, my people, where are you? Where are you this day? I'm out here. I've searched for you. You've taken my name. You've made great swelling words, but I don't see you. You're very distant from me. You're very far from what the word speaks. I speak life. And many of you are out there doing things that brings death. My people, you must waken. Shake yourself. Because my word declares, and knowing the time, doesn't it say now is the high time to wake out of sleep? Now is that time. The day is at hand. Cast off all the works of darkness, my people. You must shake yourself. Seek me, and you shall surely find me. My people are very distant. The enemy caused many to go on the wrong direction. But all you have to say, I need you. I need you, Lord. my people will do that, I will save them. I will be merciful to them. I will help them. I will strengthen them. And they don't have to be ashamed because all men fail. You just have to continually ask me and I'll change you. I'll forgive you. I'll give you strength to be an overcomer. I'll help you in thy weakness and I'll make you strong. I'll make you like the strong tree. Oh, but my people won't ask me. They're in to self. They're listening to a man. And they come to a place that man's ways is not my way. And I see my church is so brought to a place they don't want anything that's done by me. It's by, does not my word say we cannot be men pleasers. And I say this is what's coming into the world this day. So much of it is from man. But I say my word declares, doesn't it say, doesn't it listen to that? In the last days, we must worship you how? My word says, in spirit and in truth. That means to apply the spirit in your heart and the truth, the word of God, abide in it, and my spirit will take off in you and do a great work. But you're absent in all these areas. But I say, if that day comes, you stand before me in that day, that final day, you'll find out you're coming up short. And you'll have a sentence that sentences you to darkness. And that sentence will not be revocable anyway. It's your final destiny. And I say, when you pass through this world one time, and after that you need to be prepared. You're only 2 seconds or so out from any time. You must seek me while you can. You must call upon me when I'm nearer. But I see many are very distant. They're looking to the world. And I've given word in my precious word, said the Spirit of God, that you cannot be lovers of the world and lovers of God together. You must come out and be separate. Touch not the worldly things. And I say there's so many things in this world that brings my children to a place. They can't see me. They don't know me. And they've forgotten that one time they had a relationship. But that relationship's dying. Many people are backsliding. They're not had that first love that's depleting them. And they don't have that same power. They're losing the power, said the Spirit of God. My people need to wake up because you're losing the power also. The enemy is very wise. He does what he does very, that's one thing he does. He works at it. He wants to defeat all people. But I say that saddens my heart because I paid the price on the cross. The Son of God paid the price on the cross that we as mankind could live forever and ever and ever. But I say, my people, seek me and you shall surely find me. Ask and I shall touch thee. And I will bless thee, said the Spirit of God. You know, the Lord has really been speaking by His mighty Spirit. God is not slack in what He does. God's very long-suffering, very helpful, very into where we are. He knows all about us. We got a choice when we live. The scriptures were written there in 1 Corinthians. God takes the nobodies and does something with them. Why would you say that? Because the humility part is part of it. The humbleness. Some people are really, in the world's center, well, they're great, spiritually a high man judges, but yet God sees them as nothing. Because their ego's got them. Their mind's on how to please man. It's how to get the dollars in the church. It's how to get things happening. It's like going to South America, if America. It's going to all these places. Because you're going on a scale. Who's being seen? We're getting seen. And men like that. We like to be, the world likes to be seen of men. And they go out and go for these kind of things. And is it deception? And the Bible says in Daniel, the people that know their God, these people don't know God. They've been deceived. They don't know Him. They've lost their first love. Their life is very shallow. It's not hot nor cold. It's lukewarm. God sees it as very needful. But the people say, we don't need nobody. The same as my dream I had that time. Nobody needs anything. And I'd ask people, we don't need it. We got plenty. But I could see where they was living in latrines. I don't know if that's the backhouse in the military. It's not a clean place. And every one of them say, well, we're doing fine. And I said, well, look where you are. Oh, we're fine. I said, you're in filth. Oh, we're fine. See, God sees us and we're in filth. God sees our spiritual mind. We're way below substandard. You know, they go and go in people and check on people how they are, make sure they're going to live in the right standards. Like I could be myself. Someone come and say, we're going to check you out. But God's a standard. He's above every standard. And He's our peace. Like a mighty river of God comes in to bless us, to encourage us, to enrich our lives, that He might be faithful. Oh, about how much should the glory be upon you? The glory's not in the churches no more. The glory is lost. God's here. He's not slack concerning His promises. But God's long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but all breaks the heart of God. We're His kids. God loves all of the kids. I seen a young man this last week that he died. I didn't know him, but I was set right next to him. And that association, I went out and seen where he got killed at. Because his life is the hands of eternity. That young man was drinking, so I don't imagine he's where he should be. Now his whole life before him is lost. His mother and dad, and then I went out there, they write nowadays on, write all over the stuff like that. We love you, we love you. But see, he can't hear them. He's in a place either up or down. And I would believe it'd probably be down, the way I feel. But God is very seriously about believing for us that we might be able to believe. God even helps out in our supernatural believing. Because with faith, it's impossible. God has to give you a measure of faith to believe. But without faith, it's impossible to please God. For what? He's a rewarder to those that diligently seek Him. But ask, and God's going to help you. But the world is so far from God, they're being deceived. Our nation's going down the tube backwards. I heard this week, and I know it's true. Things are going, but our military is totally, there's not anything in the military that's any good, other than they don't want it. That's evil. It's what Scott, they're breaking us. See, they know what they're doing. We have no, when this happens, we have no army. And the enemy can come and take us over. But God showed me. We're asleep. Our churches don't even think about it. They should be waking. They should say, praise God. Please, Father, at least take me out of it. They're not even saying nothing. Have a good time. Boy, the liquor sells in the restaurants now and everything happens. It's getting serious. This is Christians. Bible says, be not deceived, for God is not so mocked. When we sow unrighteousness, we're going to receive an unrighteous blessing. It's not a good blessing. It's a blessing for eternal darkness. God's moves in a way, His mysterious ways, His wonders to perform. That's what the Word says. It says if we seek Him, we're surely going to find Him. You know, I thank God for years ago when I was what I seen in churches was not right. I didn't like, nobody liked me. But God liked me. God said, you see what I see. He said, those are going to be Ichabod. I see right now, these same churches go in for homosexuals. They go in for gambling. All these things that are anti-God. By their fruits, ye shall know them. By their fruits. When a man talks, you can tell pretty much about him. I went out a certain day and the same man that told me he was at that But his language is filthy. So language, I've got so bad, I just have to leave. The world tongue is so iniquity, it's beyond iniquity. They teach Satan things, I think. Our tongues are unruly evils, full of deadly poisons whom no man can tame. It takes the Spirit of God. The Spirit in here makes us to wear a well of blessings. Blessings of the Lord make rich. Blessings of the Lord make rich, and he has no sorrow with it. Casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant. Because the adversary of the devil going around as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, who was steadfast in the faith, knowing the same affliction are accomplished in the brethren that's in the world. But the Bible says, call unto me. People don't, they don't even worry about the Lord. Just worry what someone else thinks about me. What do you think it does to God? God loves everybody. The only reason I'm here is because I'm God's boy right now. When my time's up, I'm going to be out of here. But out there in the world, you need to get right with God. You might not say, where you come from, Brother Freedom? I'll tell you what. I talked to a pastor and then I started telling about a D9 saying how long would run. And then he just turned his head to me. Let me know. He didn't believe it at all. I've been in church with him. Oh, yeah. Well, this all, nobody believes in God. My people, what did Daniel say? My people know me. They don't know. And if you don't know the effects of God, you don't know him. The fruits of what you see it by the fruit. When I went and laid that hand on a cat, make a whole parts book on parts never seen. But God used it for the glory. I did it as an infant in the Lord. And I'm still an infant in the Lord. And I know other people could be past me, but I do what I can do. And God lets that be enough. I'm not in competition with no man. No. I'm with God. He is my Savior. He's my Almighty King. He is my forever real. He's my one that, boy, one of these days we're going to go through the heavenlies in a second, go from this place to this mess. And God's great. Just think about what he can do. Right now his eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong behalf whose heart is made perfect toward him. He sees everything that goes on and sees everybody. I don't know how he does it, but he does it. But yet with that, he made us, but he allows us to become his children at free choice. It's all free choice. Don't force you. Hopes you'll take the invitation because the invitation includes his son that died upon Calvary's cross. By that cross, it meant so love because when, like Apostle Paul had, their people in those days give the same, they didn't believe in the cross, but it was all done upon the cross. Oh, I feel the Spirit of God here. It was all through the cross, what Jesus did upon the cross. It became power that worked. Then strength, then healing, all the degrees that Jesus did, he can do all things. But the effect, it didn't happen until he hung upon that cross. Through that cross, he bled and died that we might live. Praise God that our shame would not be a shame no longer. He would be invite us to his children. The inheritance, inheritance that fades not away, reserved in heaven for us. The inheritance of God had chose us to take on his nature. Take on who God is. Take on revelation knowledge. Take the blessing of the Lord that makes rich. We're just like a beggar. No clothing. So God started clothing us. Be ye clothed. We take on, the Bible says, let that day we find our nakedness, discovered our nakedness. The sinner is going to stand before God naked. Look at Adam and Eve. They're ashamed. God has to make for them. Same way we are. God give Jesus Christ that our iniquity would be clothed. He cannot look upon us. But through Jesus Christ we take on, yes, we fail. But God doesn't fail. He includes us all the time to be, walk in victory, walk in promise. But we're going to be here to do strong in exploits that's happening fairly close to being done. We got to come out from among it and be separate. We got to include God in what we do. God bless all of you. But you out there in the world, you need to include God in your life. You need to ask him to forgive you, strengthen you. You might be an overcomer. God loves you. God wants to help you. God wants to bless you. But it's up to you to choose. The old scripture in the Old Testament says, choose you this day whom you will serve. And out there today, you must choose who you will serve. God's addressing you because the time is coming to pass when day is not going to be here no longer. It's going to be all night. A day of struggling is going to, a day of persecution. A day of heartaches is approaching. A day of all bad things. Talk about this person. There'll be a lot of these things happening. People will understand what's happening. It's going to come to pass. Perilous times are here. Awaken yourself because God is coming back soon. Look at the weather. God directs the weather. He directs all the pathways. See, Satan can only do so much, but as mean as we are, God must give you a free hand. That's right. You get right with God, God closes you down, you can't touch him. Job couldn't be touched because God put a hedge around him. God puts a hedge around all of us. We should be thankful every day. God, for that mighty hedge of God, that God's covered me with his presence. Praise God in his hand. I have security. I got blessing. Oh, the bank of heaven is full of my riches. This is laid out of your treasures upon earth where moth and dust corrupt. I don't have nothing. I don't have anything. I don't even have just my clothes and all I have. But it's worth it all. I gave my house up because I didn't want it. Because I knew that God was bigger than anything I have. I can live out in the street. God's there with me because I'm going home. Look at the beggar. The beggar come to the rich man's out in his outer gate. He begged for food. The beggars went into Abraham's bosom. Rich man died too. He fared sumptuously over his whole life. The rich man could see the beggar, how that God, he was living in a place of prosperity, great living, yet he was in torment. He says, Father Abraham, would you give him, just lift my tongue? You know, I'm out here in darkness. Father Abraham, you had time before now to make that change. And he says, well, the beggar, would you have him send back at least some to my brothers that they're not into this torment that I'm in? He said, if you wouldn't believe, they would not believe if I sent anything back. That's the way it is. We don't believe God. Now, I'm speaking to people out there in the world today, you just don't believe God, but he is coming back. This world says God's not God. Our president says God's not God, but he's real. Our God is real. I see God moving many times. It's just his wonders to perform. But you need to get right. It's a personal endeavor. It's how you see God. Do you see him as a child? Or you see him just as a matter of speech? I think most people, it's just a matter of speech. Hoping you get eternal life. But I don't think eternal life goes that way. Eternal life is enjoyed by the recipient. Eternal life grows on you. It becomes faithful. Father, I just pray this day for those that stay out there this day. I pray for those that's going through heartache. Where their trial is, I pray that you'll bless them. I pray that you'll include them. I pray that you'll be with them. I pray that you'll open the gates of heaven and bless them in a mighty way. Father, we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. To all be glory, to all be praise, all honor, we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen, and amen. God bless all. Amen.
Thank you for joining us, and God bless you. We were glad you were here.